This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up in about an hour's time, as we always do, we'll get to Get a Grip. But right now, let's head out to the fan hotline. Talk to our good friend over there at Cleveland.com. We talk to him every Friday at 8 o'clock. It's Lance Reisling, Coach Riz. Lance, what's going on?
Not much, Jake. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, we're not doing too bad, Lance. I've had some time to calm down, but my Sunday was atrocious. It was bad. I usually don't let these games get to me emotionally, like especially when you lose to teams like, I don't know, the Ravens who you play this week or the Patriots or the Lions. I don't accept defeat before it happens, but like I can rationalize it. This week was tough. I could not rationalize this loss. I'm still heated about it.
Yeah, no, there's some emotion. And once again, I've always been a believer that emotion is investment. Emotion is you have expectations. And I think Browns fans do. And they've been down so long. I'm a Browns fan as well. It's the idea of at some point in time, you think they're going to go over the hump. And the only way that happens is to keep moving. I know it sounds terrible and it's hard to do, but as a coach, that's what I always said. You just got to keep moving and keep pushing and keep trying.
Well, I'm interested from your perspective, Lance. Were you surprised to see no changes at all this week, essentially across the board? Coaching staff remains the same despite, you know, multiple mess-ups. Quarterback doesn't change. Personnel as a whole with the Cam Thomas thing. You saw no repercussion outwardly, publicly from that. Were you surprised at all from that?
Well, you know, it's funny because everybody talks about, you know, I heard a lot about Mike Tomlin after the game, and I heard about, you know, and how Stefanski handles it. Both have been successful, and the only thing that I would say is that when you get outside your character, guys know it, whether they're high school kids, college kids, men in the pros, if you get outside your character and you try to do something that's not you, it looks phony, it comes off as phony. So the way Kevin has handled things, people don't really like, but especially in times like this, that's important that he's like that. This is who he is, and whether you like it or not, this is how he handles things. And where some coaches call people out, you know, that was kind of my dad, you know, getting their face more old school. You know, some coaches aren't like that, and both ways have been successful. But I will say this: when you're not having success, and you're not a screamer and yeller, and you're not an in your face kind of guy, it's easier to attack, and that's just the reality of it. But I will say this: as a coach, coordinator, quarterback, you sign up for that, and the only way you can change that is go out and perform.
All right, so I guess when we look at Kevin in general, not that I was expecting Kevin to be fired, but if you take this from the outside view, Lance, this is by far the worst loss they've had opponent-wise. If you're going to get fired, it probably would have been losing to a Jets team. Does it feel like no matter what now, rest of the course of the year, no matter the way it goes, at least till the offseason, Kevin's job's safe?
Well, I would say this. I would say, you know, when people are in charge, the thing that I always look for, you know, at position groups as a head coach, is your team quitting? And this team isn't quitting. Now, they're not playing very well. They're especially not playing well on offense, but special teams have been just as bad. I posted something this week because the special teams have been really, really bad. And I like the fact that Bubba owned it because he's a really good football coach. None of these coaches are bad. Sometimes it's a bad fit. Sometimes you're not doing well, like any other job. But they have to figure out as a staff. They have to figure out as a group, because right now inside that room, they're the only people that think they can win. They're the only people that think they can turn this around. So, I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes unless they quit, unless they give in and quit. And you can see that when teams are out there when they quit. And I haven't seen that yet, and I hope not to.
So, Lance, you had another post on social media as well earlier this week. I know Daryl picked it up and was very high praise for it. Basically, the reasons why the Browns are failing right now. Just dig into those a little bit. Hey, how big of issues are they right now, and how fixable are they?
Well, you know, it's the post was just kind of like, you know, after the game, the level of frustration that everybody has. You know, I have that level of frustration too. But my mindset is always go back to work. My mindset is always kind of what we got to do to figure this out and get on the right track. And a lot of times, as a head coach, that's why it's lonely on top, because you're going to have moments where you're alone. And so that the post was really like how everything is involved in here, from the owner to the general manager to the coach to the players. To everybody's involved. You know, the special teams have been bad. The quarterback has been inconsistent. The O-line has been bad. So it was really just a matter of this struggle that the Browns are having, everybody's got their hand in it. And that should be, you know, beneficial in terms of everybody's got to help get them out of it. And that's really what it was all about. It's, you know, some of the numbers with the special teams and things like that, but really the overall kind of theme was, listen, everybody's got their hand in this. It's not one person. It's not one player. It's not one position. And I'm going to say this about like Dylan Gabriel, you know, the hatred that he has gotten when you're a quarterback, what you sign up for. This is not all his fault. And, you know, I didn't think he played nearly as bad as people thought he played. Now, the thing that he's lacking for me is impactful plays, but I thought he made some good throws. I also thought he made some great throws, terrible throws. However, when the narrative is written that you're terrible, the only way you can fix that is go out and make plays. And he's got to make sure that he hits the layups. He's got to make sure, you know, because his throws right now are really, really good or really, really bad. He's got to kind of get him in the middle, and that's where what he's struggling with. But that's really what the overall theme was, Jake. Just that everybody's got their hand in this, and they got to stick together and pull through.
Lance, I like that you bring up Dylan Gabriel, because obviously quarterback's always a big point of conversation, but I think especially right now it is. I mean, just looking at the way he played last week, you talk about the layups. Have you ever seen quarterbacks that have gone on to have great level of success really struggle with the things that Dylan has? Because it feels like down the field, there's obviously some mistakes that you expect. But right now, I think the biggest issue with a lot of fans is that it's the stuff that is the wide open. It's a layup. It's the 5-yard route down the middle of the field. It's the screen pass to Malachi Corley that he airmails him. I don't see a ton of great quarterbacks make those mistakes, I guess.
Well, you know, I go back to 89. It shows my age a little bit. Troy Aikman was 0-9 out of the blocks. He was terrible. But I will say that I will say this about both guys, because one, if you critique one guy and you're on one side of it, it's that you don't like the other guy or you love the other guy. For me, I'm just trying to evaluate the quarterbacks. And for me, I watched all 18,000 yards Dylan threw for. I watched all 14,000 yards Shador threw for. 155 touchdowns for Dylan, 134 for Shador in his career. So they both can make all the throws. When people say they can't make the throws, they can make all the throws. They can both process very well. They took him in the third round. They took Shador in the fifth round. Whether we like that or not, that I assume, you know, learning the system, that has something to do with it, who they invested in early. Once again, this comes down to this is a total offensive failure. He's involved in it. However, there's other people involved too, but the quarterback position always gets too much praise and it's much criticism. That's where Dylan's at right now, because his mistakes, you're right, the Corley throw, some of the underneath stuff, those are bad throws. And when you make bad throws and people have kind of a narrative that you can't do it, when people say he can't do that, I've seen him make all the throws. I've seen both make all the throws. And, you know, I make a point to try to watch every single throw from college, and I make a point to watch every single throw in camp. And the bottom line is he's got to make throws that he's missing. His footwork has been really good. I thought he used his feet in the second half pretty well last week. He's not playing nearly as bad as everybody thinks he played. For me, he's not playing as impactful as I thought he would play, because he can process, he can do those things. And those are things you got to improve, or you won't be the quarterback. But this is a team failure on offense. He's a part of it, so he's got to be part of it that picks it up.
Lance Rise in Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. Lance, I like that you throw out there that you thought he didn't play as bad as people thought this week. Because help me out then, because I hear Kevin and Co. consistently saying they like the progress he's making. I guess to the naked eye, just watching it on the field on Sunday, I'm struggling to see that progress, as I imagine a lot of Browns fans are too.
Oh, there's no question. So, you know, obviously, I think it comes down to, if you watch the throws he misses, Jake, they're pretty bad, right? So the little route, Judy's running an under route, crossing route. I think Dylan thinks he's going to stop because it's zone. Judy thinks it's man, whatever, whoever's wrong. But the throw looked really bad. The Corley throw looked really bad. But when you're not playing well and the level of frustration is at where it's at with fans, and whether it's a Dylan guy or Shador guy, that's the part of the problem too, is that people have turned it in kind of those guys against each other. This is about the Browns trying to move forward as an offense. So his misses with the level of frustration people have, those are what people see. They don't see good throws. They don't see drops. They don't see good footwork. They don't see using his feet in the second half. They don't see, they don't see some of the stuff that's happening around him along with him. So the idea that he played great, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's a part of what's going on out with this offense, from the running game to the offensive line to tight ends to receivers. Everybody's got their hand in it, including the play calling. I thought the play calling was a little bit sharper. I think they had to get Corley the ball. I thought they stretched the field a little bit. I thought they were a little bit more aggressive. I thought they did a great job of moving him in the pocket. If you're going to draft him, then you have to do what he does well. He's not just a pocket guy. He's got to move around. Now, if he doesn't do it and Shador comes in and can, that's great too. Both of these guys have shown me that they can make all the throws. For Shador not to be playing, I'm a big Dan Orlovsky fan. I heard him on the show the other day. Something's not happening in practice. Whether it's true or not, but they're seeing something he's not doing in practice. Now, I don't know what that is. Like I said, I watched every single throw in camp. I thought he did a really nice job. I thought Dylan had more on his plate. I thought when Shador got his chance, he did a great job. So I think he will get a chance. There's still, still a solid 2 months left in the season. But to say that, I think the narrative is, when you're frustrated, is it's always been the case. The quarterback and the coordinator are the first to blame, rightfully so. That's what you sign up for. So I think better things are to come, but we shall see. But he's got to improve the accuracy, and his misses can't be as bad as they are.
All right, Lance, before we take a look at this Ravens game, Jerry Jeudy, obviously 12 targets, had 6 catches, the touchdown, a handful of yards. I guess from weeks past to this week, was there a massive difference in the way that you saw Jeudy actually play, not just the way that he was used?
Well, yeah, if I think getting Tillman back, people don't understand, not only is Tillman a threat, but what you can do with Jeudy then, you can move him around a little bit. And, one thing that a college coordinator usually does when they get to the NFL is, in college and high school, you only have so many great players, even at Alabama. You only have so alpha guys, right? And so you have to, with the Browns offense being so poor right now, I think Tommy Reese did a great job of force feeding him the ball, right? So making him the primary, depending on the coverage, by formation, that's all film study. That's what they do all day. And then you get some quick screens. You work him in the slot a little bit because Tillman can be outside. But yeah, I thought, Jerry Jeudy is a very typical NFL receiver with high level. I don't think he's a true number one, but I think he can be a 1B kind of guy. But he's a guy, when he gets early touches, his juices get flowing a little bit. And they have to do a good job. If he's your guy, whether you like that or not, because some coaches are like, my dad would be like, well, he's got to want to do it from the start. Great, but he's your guy. I understand that. So you have to kind of meet those guys where they're at. Get him an early touch. It doesn't even mean that he has to have a big play. Just get the ball in his hands early, and that usually gets the motor going. I thought Tommy Reese did a good job with that. I'd still like them to see him get the ball to Njoku a little bit more, but I thought he did a good job of finding Jeudy and getting those juices going.
All right, Lance, let's take a look at this week that we have in front of us. Obviously, it's Ravens week coming up on Sunday. I always pin you as the optimist. You always have a positive outlook on things. This one has to be hard to imagine a Browns win right now, no?
Well, here's the thing. Once you get on film, and that, you said it just right, it's not really, it's optimism, Jake, but it's on film. So what I always try to do, and I used to tell my coaches this, get on film and find what they do, find a weakness. Everybody has weaknesses. Now, can you exploit them? That's another thing. But everybody has weaknesses. And, I would always tell my coach, what's the other option? Saying we can't win? So you got to go in and you got to find those weaknesses. You got to find out what you can do. You can attack these guys with the pass game. You can attack these linebackers with tight ends, which the Browns are good at. They're going to struggle with the run game. Good. Make sure you get the ball. Make sure you you move the pocket. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, Lamar Jackson beats you from the pocket. So make sure everybody pass rushes right. You can win special teams. That's all about effort, lineup, lane integrity. You can win special teams regardless of what the skill is. So, yeah, I do. I don't think of it as optimism. I think of it, what's the other choice, right? As a coach, you go in and you're thinking, we're going to find weaknesses on another team and we're going to exploit those and we're going to win this game. And I hope that's how those coaches are. Most coaches, especially at that level, that's how they're thinking. They're not worried about what anybody else says. So, yeah, I think there is a possibility they got to win. They got to play really well and not make mistakes, and they got to control what they can control.
Lance, you pointed out some of the things on defense. Offensively, the Ravens' offensive line has not looked great at all. Hey, would you consider that the weakness on that side of the ball by far?
Absolutely. You know, I think their biggest strength is not, besides Lamar Jackson and Henry, but I think the Browns do a great job. Their penetrating style makes Henry go sideways. He'll always struggle against gap penetrating teams because he's more of a downhill guy. So I don't see him having a big game regardless just because of the scheme of the Browns. But the guy who's it's not a player, it's Todd Monken. Todd Monken is the first kind of guy who does some things. He kind of plays off what the Browns do well. He'll trap, he'll counter, he'll crunch. He'll kind of allow these linemen to come upfield and try to trap them because they can't block them. And then he'll isolate the backs, tight ends on the linebackers and safeties, try to get Delpit against, you know, Flowers or Andrews. And then obviously, you know, the big thing, you know, that he does, I think, is he puts Lamar in good positions. And the thing that kills you with Lamar is not the design runs. He's excellent there. It's those third and mediums when they're throwing the ball and he scrambles. That's what he's killer at. So, yeah, the offensive line's got a key. They got to make sure they rush, but that's a matchup. When you say the optimism, That's a glaring win for the Browns. They got to make sure they exploit that because they're much better up front than the Ravens are on that side of the ball.
All right, defensively, you pointed out some of the things, Lance. Obviously, this is a banged-up defense early on in the year. What is the major difference in just how much better have they gotten since the Browns saw them in Week 2?
Well, I think Hamilton is obviously they're doing a good job of getting him all around the place. So he plays down the box. He plays on the half. He covers guys that, you know, he'll cover slot receivers. He'll cover tight ends. I think he can be had. I think he's a great football player, but I don't think he's great in coverage. I think he's really good in coverage. The thing that the Browns got to do that I didn't think they did a very good job of in the first game, they didn't get Smith blocked inside. So sometimes your schematics are, you know, you're going to go to the number two linebacker in the box or number one linebacker in the box. The bottom line is you got to get Roquan Smith blocked. Secondly, you got to make sure in your pass protection that your back is not going against the big linebacker, which happened a bunch in that first matchup where the Browns would slide left and then poor Samson would be stuck, picking up Roquan Smith with a 6-yard run. That's very, very hard to do. So again, control the controllables, make sure you set your kids up for success. Get Roquan Smith blocked. Make sure you, Van Noy's playing a little bit better. I really like him on film. Travis Jones is a big, he's not going to do much, but he's a big guy. You got to move. They got to make sure that offensive line gets movement. Again, I think gap schemes work very well against this odd front. But again, I think the Browns offensive line inside, they got a little bit better last week. It's minuscule, but you watch the film and you find out what they did well, and they moved a little bit better last week.
All right, Lance, we got about 30 seconds. One thing you saw from the Browns change that they did list last week against the Jets that they have to do against the Ravens to find success again.
Yeah, they got to move. They got to be aggressive, especially on first down, on those run downs. They're going to have to start taking some chances because when it's true passing situations, the quarterback has really struggled. So early downs, they got to, if they can get some momentum, early downs, get some run game going, and then maybe in that second quarter you start taking some first down play action shots, try to stretch the field a little bit.
All right, Lance, always good to hear from you. Always appreciate the time. Obviously, everyone can hear from you Sunday morning. You'll be on with the Browns playing in the 4 o'clock window from 1 until kickoff alongside JP. Look to hear from you then as well.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll see you on Sunday.
No doubt about it. Lance Reisen, Cleveland.com, with this air on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say, and you guys can jump in it. 216-474-0092. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on Overtime on the Fan. I did think it was interesting, and usually when we talk to Lance, obviously he's really good at the film stuff. I thought his answer was interesting on basically if Kevin Stefanski's not let go right now and you look at the lack of changes right now, kind of feels like everybody's together for the long haul. And Lance had pointed to the fact that this is just the way that Kevin kind of operates. Like if guys are going to go out there and make mistakes, it's kind of true to Kevin Stefanski to not go out there and overreact to said mistakes, like to go out there and basically implement changes to his staff in the middle of the week because he gave up 2 returns on touchdowns. It doesn't really fit what Kevin does. And I agree on that aspect. I mean, we heard the stories last year about Andy Dickerson basically being taken off as the offensive line coach, but never actually fired. Like, they were like, hey, Vrabel, you want to basically handle the offensive line duties? But Andy Dickerson, we're going to employ you for the rest of the year. You're going to somehow, some way, half work for that contract we're paying you. Thanks, bud. But, I mean, if at practice you just kind of want to roam around and not actually coach the offensive line, that's okay, too. If you just want to be an overseer and basically be a fan at practice every day for your paycheck, that's okay. I don't know exactly how that's went, but it didn't really sound like Andy had a whole lot of input on the offensive line after Vrabel took over. But it does fit. But I think the main thing here is you lost to the New York Jets. Like, as we were coming into this week, I told you if Dylan Gabriel can't look good, I'm out on Dylan Gabriel, which is a big reason why I'm out on Dylan Gabriel this week. I told you, basically everything under the sun should have been screaming to you that you win this game. Again, you trade away Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. The defense was bad. The offense inside of the game was atrocious, let alone just the entire season weren't any good, except when they played, like, the Bengals. And this is a team that scored 6 points against the Carolina Panthers. Okay, there's very few redeeming qualities about a Panthers defense. And they went out there and managed to put up 2 special teams touchdowns and put up 27 on you. Somebody could have definitely gotten fired. Like, whether you wanted to move on from Kevin, if you're going to do it in the middle of the season to me, that was the game that screamed, if you fire Kevin in the middle of the year, it's after that game. Like, there was a very slight part of me that was like, I wonder if we actually get to hear from Kevin on Monday. Because that's a game he could just move on. But Bubba Ventrone was definitely the other one. Like, I just don't know how you look at that game and give Bubba another chance. And I think Bubba kind of realized the fact that that could have been his job on the line. Because he spoke to the media yesterday and had this to say about Kevin keeping him on staff.
Well, that's good to hear. I respect Kev a lot. And I'll say this. I've been in the NFL a long time. I've played. I've coached for a long time. There's times where stuff does not go your way. And the game comes down to playing with great fundamentals and techniques. So if you're not doing those things, you're going to get beat. Unfortunately, we're learning the hard way right now. These young players and some of these vets that haven't played as much on teams have to do a better job of doing their job, doing what's asked, doing what's coached. So I got to get it out of them. So that's what I look to do in the next 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I've hoped you've been looking to do for the last 9 games. It hasn't exactly showed up. Like, the special teams have been downright bad all year long. Again, if you wanted to fire Bubba, you would be 1,000% in your right to fire him this year. There's no question about it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Absolutely do it. Like, this is a sign that I'm looking at, that if you were going to fire somebody in the middle of the year, it would have been this week. Like, I think this entire staff basically holds together throughout the end of the season. And, like, what could possibly happen this year? I mean, Jax, you got anything that would be worse than this game that would just say you get fired?
No, it doesn't get much worse than that game.
Right, and you're halfway through the season. It's not like you don't know what the season is yet. It's not like you're giving guys redemption chances. There's probably conversations about in that building right now about who's going to be on this staff, who's not going to be on this staff next year, and who's getting fired. These are front office conversations, not necessarily Kevin Stefanski and team conversations. Like, I'm sure they're thinking about what guys are going to be here, what guys aren't going to be here, and who they're going to have conversations about. That's the game. Like, you just let go of whoever you want after that game because that team was abysmal, and you lost to them. And your message continuously being, we're better than people think we are. Anyway, we don't have 5.5 wins. Guys are coming out and we're basically saying is a disrespectful mark for what they think this team is going to be. And they're going to prove people wrong. Good luck with that this year. Cause you got to win 4 more games. And I don't really see how you're getting it done. I got 2 left on the schedule that I can't even say I feel confident in after this loss, but I can at least point to and be like,
actually, I think the Tennessee game could be.
You lose to Tennessee is even worse.
I think that's worse.
At that point though, Tennessee's week 14, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere right in that range. I mean, you're firing guys 4 games before the season ends. Like, you can, sure. Like, if you really want to, but you got to make it through 3 more games after that, 4 more games after that. That's the thing. Like, you can fire guys if you really want to, if it's that bad, if you feel the need to, but you might as well just stick it out for 4 games. Who else are you appointing to be like, you're really going to show me something in these 4 games and we're going to promote you? Or, that guy's so bad, we can't have him stick it out for the 4 games, even though we just had him sit here through the first 13. Like, that's the thing that's confusing to me. It's like, again, it just feels like you're going to keep it together. But like, Bubba was the easy piece of flesh. Like, if you wanted somebody to just feel like the Browns were holding people accountable and making changes, Bubba was the guy that was going to go. Like, he's your special teams coordinator. Yes, it's an important phase of the game. No, he has not done his job. You could have let him go. Not much. That much would have changed, except for the fact that he didn't have his voice in the room. But a lot of people right now questioning what it is that he's doing inside the room because it's not getting the special teams to play well. And that's your one job right now. It's like, just make the guys execute on special teams. And they have been near the bottom of the NFL. But it also, like, this kind of just screams to me. I think there's no way you look in that building right now and just don't look around and go, guys X, Y, and Z are not doing their job well enough. And, like, you just have to recognize it. Like, Bubba's one of those guys. I think, obviously, we've pointed to and said Dylan Gabriel. I think you can obviously point to more guys in the room right now. Like, I mean, Cam Thomas 100% isn't doing his job well enough. He's on special teams and stinking it up. He's jumping on fourth down when they're not going to run a play. Like, you're doing everything basically wrong, and, like, you're still holding your job. It almost feels like the Browns are desperate to paint this picture that, oh, don't worry, everything's fine. Like, we're doing just fine right now. Don't worry about it. We have this all under control. But in reality, I think it's very clear that they don't have it under control. Like, there's not one thing right now that is going particularly well other than the defense. The only unit right now that's like, hey, coaches down to your star players, everybody is executing the way they should, is the defense. Like, Jim Schwartz is not in any, you know, real danger. Any of your positional coaches on the defensive side are not in any real danger. Sure, like I pointed to Cam Thomas, there's players that you could let go of. That's any week in the NFL, you could always point to those guys. But it just feels like, again, a kumbaya picture that all goes right and there is no problem right now, when I know for a fact that's not how this is going. And if you feel like this is kumbaya and everything's going well, my God, open your eyes. Like, you're not seeing the picture clearly then. Listen, it's the NFL. It's a business where only the top of the top. In every single position in the NFL, there are 32 guys that get a job. Right? When I'm talking coaching staffs, like your positional coaches, defense coordinators, offense coordinators, head coach, there's 32 of each of them in the NFL. It's only the best of the best that get it. And if you're acting as if, you know, you're number 36, you don't get a job. Like, you have to be a top 32 to be able to do it. So it's not crazy to think that guys aren't doing it. Happens every year. People get fired left and right. There's absolutely people in the building of the Browns right now worthy of being fired, and I'm sure that will, at the end of the year, be fired. You can't tell me that everything is just going fine. You can't act as if, though, you just keep the entire staff together. Like, we see teams with much more success making much more dramatic changes right now. You see the Commanders. You see Dan Quinn taking over the defense. We saw Dan Campbell calling plays for the Lions on offense. Not exactly where I would pin Dan Campbell to be my play caller. You're seeing offense coordinators, head coaches be fired. There's changes within the league all the time in the middle of the year. The Browns have tried to transition so far from the team that was basically react too quickly, fire everybody immediately, to this is a cohesive unit, we don't move a single thing around, to the point where it's come to their detriment. They have buried themselves so deeply into the fact that we're going to hold on to the guys for the entirety of the year that, once again, nobody gets held accountable in the building. I don't know how you do it. 216-474-0092. Is there anything that actually gets anybody fired for the Browns this season? Is there anything they could do? Jax points to the Titans game. I don't see them making moves after the Titans game. Like, I don't think there's a single thing. I think anybody that has a job for the Cleveland Browns that isn't the 50th or lower man on the roster, basically, is set in stone. You're going to be here until the season's over. Again, 216-474-0092. Is there anything that actually gets someone fired during the Browns season? Plus, get in prices for the Browns. I could pull out what's in my wallet right now and buy a ticket. And let me tell you, that's not much. It's coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volding on The Fan. And I did want to talk about the get-in price for the game coming up on Sunday, which is, I mean, quite literally criminal. Like, it is downright low. You can get in right now as cheap as $6 a ticket. Well, that was just mean. I mean, that was just, we're already feeling bad enough this week, Jags. You really got to go down that route. But, like, it's $6 a ticket to get in right now. Plus, I'm sure you'll, you know, whatever you have to pay in fees and everything else. But, like, all things considered, what, okay, if we're being realistic on a ticket, well, you got to probably get, like, $15 to get in. Guys, I mean, opening day for, like, if you go to the opening game, you're talking about, like, upwards of $200 a ticket to sit, you know, in the nosebleeds. $6 is, again, as low as you can possibly get. Don't do it again, Jax. Don't do it again. It was bad enough the first time.
I almost did.
I could see it in your face. You thought about it. But again, like, I sit here and I look at it and, like, you can sit here and be like, okay, this doesn't mean anything. It absolutely means something because this tells you what everybody thinks right now of the Browns and, like, whether or not they actually want to go watch the team. The only reason that ticket prices get as low as $6 is because people are looking around and going, I've put my tickets up for more this week. They've been sitting on the market and not a single soul has bought them. And that has to be the case for a lot of people because that just is a continuous trend. Well, I'll put them for less. I'll put them for less. And it's just a back and forth of everybody selling their tickets until you get here. It tells me that nobody wants to go watch this game. And by the way, like, you can say it's, you know, middle of November. Nobody wants to endure the weather. It's supposed to be like 50 degrees. Okay. In terms of Browns games in November, not that bad. Like, this is definitely, we're talking about, you know, hoodie weather, maybe a little bit warmer, that you're going out to watch this game in. That is not as bad as it gets, but it tells me that nobody cares about this team right now. And it tells me that when walking into this game, I'm pretty sure basically nobody has faith the Browns are walking out with a win, and even if they do walk out with a win, I think that people don't think they're getting an entertaining product to see it. Like, they're going to do it by, you know, basically Packers-esque of, oh, well, you basically lucked into it because your defense forced you into a win and the Ravens' offense would have had to have looked abysmal. Like, you're basically going to watch a Myles Garrett show. Jack, $6? You going in for $6? Would you do it? We're just going right back. No, not a chance that you're getting a $6 ticket and going to this game?
No, I got to work here on Sunday, and I'd much rather work here on Sunday than go sit in a stadium and watch them just get demolished by the Ravens for $6.
All right, so you're telling me right now you didn't work. Obviously, put that into context because you do, so that means you can't go. But if I would have told you I would buy your ticket and I'd buy you a drink to go to the game.
Yeah, well,
it's $6. What's the difference if I buy your ticket or you buy your ticket, basically?
$6.
Yeah, $6. Okay. I watched you eat an unnamed burrito today from a location that cost you more than $6. Okay,
no,
well.
It was free.
Tip of the cap to you. Way to use your deals. But you would have paid $6 for it, too. I know you.
And that burrito is much better than going and watching the Browns lose by 25 to the Ravens.
The weather's supposed to be nice. What about that?
That's what I'm saying.
Go it's 51 outside degrees. In Cleveland.
So you're sitting on the lake with the wind coming off the lake and it loses another 15 degrees. No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Even if you're sitting out there and it's like 40, that's not that bad.
Dylan Gabriel's playing quarterback. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Quality time with your buddy Jake.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
If he's buying the ticket, getting me a drink, yeah, I'll go. Yeah, but I'm not spending the money. No.
That's downright bad. Jax, I'll buy you a ticket if you want to go.
I can't go.
I tried. I see you. Hey, listen, maybe Keith will let you off. Maybe he'll let you go see the game instead. I don't know. I would doubt it. I probably would say that working's more important than that. I'll be honest. If the money you gain instead of the money you spend, probably more worth it. But, like, I don't know that I'm right now currently not, you know, planning on going to the game for $6. Like, I could go. Would it be anything out of my pocket?
No. You're putting all this. You do it.
I don't want to go by myself. I'll tell you that much. That's no fun.
Oh, two tickets, $12, Jake. $12.
Well, Jax, it's probably because of people like you are like, I got to work instead. Nobody even wants to go if I offer them the damn ticket. Like,
you have a girlfriend. She doesn't want to go to the Browns game with you?
I probably doubt it.
For $12?
Go sit in the cold for $6? Probably not.
Oh, well, now it's cold. I thought it was supposed to be nice on Sunday.
I don't think it's cold, okay? I'm fat. I'm going to go sit out there, and I could go in a hoodie, and I'm going to be very comfortable. Okay? My girlfriend would be shivering.
Better use one of your hoodies.
I would. It's not my problem. I have an insulated hoodie connected to my body. It's called skin and fat, okay? Like, I put on a hoodie, and I might as well be wearing a winter coat in the studio right now. But, like, I imagine she's probably not as invested in the Browns as I am, but like, there's also a part of me that looks at this and like, I don't think it's going to be a good game. Like, I don't think I'm getting that great of a product if I'm going and watching it. But I mean, I think there's a reason for a lot of people to say, hey, if you want to go watch an NFL game for $6, I don't think it's that bad. Like, I think it's worth it. It should be worth it to a lot of people to go watch an NFL. I mean, you get to go watch Lamar Jackson at the very least. Like, that's a multiple time MVP winner. But if you're going to watch the Browns win and you tell me you don't think that's on the table, I can't really argue against you. Like, I don't want to go watch the Browns offense. I can't really argue against you. That's the problem that we're at right now. Again, the difference between $200 tickets to go watch Joe Flacco play the Bengals, which was another atrocious game where the Browns scored $16, or $6 to watch what has been a better offense than that. Like,
but
week
it's
one.
Dylan Gabriel, nobody cares.
That's the problem right now, though, because I guarantee you right now there's 100% like people basically sitting there on this app right now buying up tickets to maybe not this game individually, but the games that follow after at home that are buying these tickets for incredibly cheap just for the idea that
Shador,
exactly these tickets are going to skyrocket. They're going to go through the moon.
Skyrocket might be a little bit of a stretch, but
if they announce Shador as the starter,
I mean, skyrocket
against Baltimore,
could be up to $20 because that's a big difference.
You think these tickets are going to $20 if they announce Shador as the starter
so
tonight?
Bad.
I still think these tickets would probably climb. I mean, I'm probably assuming $50 and above. Like, I'm not going to tell you they're going to make you pay $120. The team is still what the team is. But stadium's going to be packed to watch Shador. We're watching preseason games in Carolina basically pack out combined with Carolina fans and Browns fans.
It's going to be packed, but I don't think.
The secondhand market is going to reflect this. I guarantee you it. Like, I would be hard-pressed to think that you can't at least triple your money, if not more, to future home games. I don't know that you can get in for $6 right now
tripling your money from $6 is $20. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. It'll be like $20, yeah.
But, it might be
and
more than that.
It'll be worth it to watch Shador.
There's a chance you could watch Shador on Sunday.
I'd rather... Yeah, but he's not starting. I'd rather go to a game for $20 where I get to see Shador than go to a game for $6 and see Dylan Gabriel play quarterback.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
That's where I'm at.
I mean, listen, I'm not arguing with you. I'd pay the 20 for Shador before I paid 6 for Dylan. Like, I'd be more inclined to do that. I don't know that those tickets are going to be $20. That's my hard-pressed thing here. But again, like, I also think this matters in another way, though. Like, we're having this conversation, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, Jax. Like, as much as I'm sitting here, you know, playing the opposite side, a lot of the reason why the tickets are $6 is because the Browns stink and Dylan Gabriel is the quarterback. Like, I think the other part of this is the Browns are not oblivious to the fact that tickets are going for $6 because the Browns stink and Dylan Gabriel is the quarterback. Like, I do think that plays a part here. Like, does Kevin care how much people are paying for tickets to get in? No. Can I tell you who does care, though? Jimmy Haslam absolutely cares how much you're paying for a ticket to get into the game. Like, if his tickets are going for $6, which tells you that stadium's probably not going to be very full, and I don't expect it to be very full on Sunday, I'd probably expect a lot of purple and black in that stadium because there's probably going to be Ravens fans coming out to watch that game. Maryland's a few hours away. You have Ravens fans that are definitely more local than that are going to be willing to pay the price. I absolutely think you're going to have Ravens fans in there, and that is the last thing you want as an owner, is your stadium being overtaken by away fans. I think, if anything, Jimmy would be looking at this and thinking this is a more hard-pressed reason to basically go out and feel that, you know, maybe Shador, maybe you push this thing ahead faster, right? Stick mostly to your plan. It's definitely Dylan this week. I can't guarantee that by the time you're playing back in Huntington Bank Field, that it's going to be Dylan once again. And I don't think that this is something that we can just throw out there and act like it doesn't exist. I do think that everybody in the front office, especially at the very top, are paying attention to ticket prices and know that watching Dylan fail and watching Dylan struggle is not only not helping this team win football games, but it's also not helping this team sell anything. There's a reason why Shador was dominating jerseys to start the year. People want to see him. People will go there to see him and refill the stadium no matter what. You know, if the prices go up to $50, I'm imagining at least the very first game you watch Shador, $50 would be worth it for a lot of people on the price of admission. I don't think that that's a nothing, that nobody's paying attention to that, and it wouldn't impact their decisions on the football field either. 216-474-0092. Do $6 tickets actually mean something for this team? Let's go to Rick is in North Olmsted. What's going on, Rick?
What's up, guys? What's it going to be like when the weather's actually bad and the wind's blowing sideways? Are they going to be paying people to go to the game? Because it's going to be nice on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What do we not know about Kevin Stefanski? I listened to your promo. The guy as calm as can be. You think he'd be packing up his house, getting ready to move. What do we not know? Does he have a job offer somewhere else in the bank that he's so calm? Did Jimmy give him another year to just do whatever he wants? There's got to be some reporting. There's something out there we don't know, because this guy is the coolest guy in the room, and the team is terrible with no path in sight. I got to say, go Browns, Cleveland, you deserve better. We want some dogs. Get us some dogs.
I mean, there's no doubt about it, Rick, and you bring up a good point. Like, if these are the ticket prices now, you got to imagine by the time that you get into December, if Dylan was still the starter, like, I mean, I don't know how much lower you can go. Are we giving people, like, they're obviously not going to pay people to go into the stadium like Rick joked about, but, like, I mean, tickets might be $3.
That Saints game a couple years ago, they were like $1 because it was negative 20 degrees, I think.
Yeah, and, like, part of that is out of your control, right? Like, tickets are going to be cheaper when the weather is just straight up bad because people don't want to go and endure the elements. But, like, again, when your team's not very good and you do it, you're only pushing it further along. Yeah, I think this is, again, like, we want to toss it out like, oh, the Browns are bad. Of course, ticket prices are cheap. I feel very hard-pressed. Jimmy Haslam's just sitting up there being like, people don't want to come watch. That's okay. Like, you're actively trying to gain money to fund a stadium that you know is going to go over budget. Just listen to Daryl talk ever. If they think they're getting this thing built for the, was it $1.8 billion or basically $2 billion that they projected it at, there's about a 0% chance of that happening. They're already, you know, sending fans informational surveys about potential PSLs that fans are already putting out very negative responses to. You got to be paying attention to the ticket prices of your own games, and it has to be something that, is somebody that owns the team, really does bother you. Again, you know it flips when Shador goes out there. You know it changes. Even if Dylan was playing semi-well or better than he is right now, I still think that's a hefty just push to say, the fan base wants to see Shador, and they're acting accordingly now. Like, we talk about Cleveland being this amazing fan base that shows up no matter what, and for a lot of ways, hey, the fan base is. Like, they're great. But as soon as people stop putting rear ends in seats to watch the product, that's about as most damning as a convincing argument you can make to go make a change and actually make something happen with the team. 216-474-0092. Do $6 tickets actually mean something for the Browns and the product they'll put out on the field? Plus, get a grip coming up here in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But Fan Cash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% Fan Cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.